Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you are having a great day. You are listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. And today is June 17th. I think my co-host might be a little late. You know how he is. Maybe a little slow. But I'm always here on time for you guys. But we definitely have a very interesting show.
What's up, everybody?
Hello, sir.
What's going on? I was on a queue. I was here.
Oh, okay. Well, you keep telling yourself that. Because no one knows that but you.
Anyway, I'm back.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm back in Baltimore, officially.
Yes, you've been on tour 2 days.
Yep. Excuse me. Yes, I have.
Yeah, so how was it? Give me the juicy details.
It was good. Nice and relaxing. Some good talent out there and some good supporters out there. It was a good show.
Good
couple of shows. Good vacation. Good relaxing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. But, all right. You know, today we have MMA fighter Brian Maxwell, who will be joining us. I don't know why my mind just went blank a little bit. Who will be joining us later on in the show, but let's get into our first track. This is Been About the Money by Surprise featuring Buddha Early.
Came up through poverty, but showing it's unstopping me. Dark cherry jetta sitting on 18s and stay clean. Only gas, never did lean. Shirt matching my jeans. Red and white, Xander McQueen's. My drip so clean. I woke up at 5 Vegas, dripping in my own sneakers. Ain't nobody stopping me. The clock say, well, it gotta be. Now we master walking everything like it's a robbery. Henny in my glass, G4, got me G5. Mommy ride with me when I ride. Money on my mind, this time it don't tick. Closing like a CrossFit. I ain't got time for capping, or just rapping, I'm the coach to cap it, ready for the action like after the casting, making it, spinning it, stashing it, my living show how I'm living, it's just confidence I move with, I told them pardon me, with this artistry I do not mockery, telephone ringing, them calls moving monopoly, it's Sir P. Rise.
Time for the drop, drop low, little finger up as I drive through slow, I be in the places that you just can't go, been about the money so you know I get dough, time for the drop, drop low. Little finger up as I drive through slow. I'll be in the places that you just can't go. Been about the money so you know I get dough.
I run up on them, warn them, homie, never front on Buddhas. Keep a pistol in the shooter, I'm the shit that's like manure. Got more verses than the Bible, I show them like a recital. Fuck a idol, I'm a driller like Michael, you know how I do. Riding by you, counting Benjis in the fistful of some 20s. With a bottle of some Remy, volume tippy, knocking Biggie, that's the motivation. Smoking Jamaican, baby, purple hazing, keep it blazing. Keep it coming like penetration, cloudy room, no ventilation. Hitting gangster, no relation. We swerving on niggas, faking like a baker, boy, I'm baking. Operation got me kicking, we popping like cooking bacon. Thumb it up and quit the hating, you pussy that menstruation. Look, ain't nobody fucking with my lines. Hot rhymes, now I'm forever, homie, that's my time. Winning like the Spurs back in 9-9. See my shine, Glock 9, right by the hip trip, I'm a cock mine.
Time for the drop, drop low. Little finger up as I drive through slow. I be in the places that you just can't go. Been about the money so you know I get dough. Time for the drop, drop low. Little finger up as I drive through slow.
In the places that you just can't go.
Been about the money, so you know I get dough. Alrighty, I definitely like that joint. And that is off of his you know, new EP, Portia Music, which is out now on all streaming platforms.
Yep.
That is very good that you had a, you know, like, good, you know, like, show. And when are the next shows coming up?
We got the next show on the, July 9th. We'll be back in Baltimore.
Alrighty. Well, I might pop up at that one.
Yeah, Baltimore at Reverb. That sounds like Baltimore. And that's Boston.
Okay,
so we got some artists from Baton Rouge coming in town. We got some people from Baltimore, of course. We got some different artists. We got some legends in the building. We'll make a good show.
Well, that's the best. That's the best.
You know, okay. I'm not some networking with a couple people.
All right. Well, let's get down next track.
Cash Money Records. Marvin?
I thought you were finished, but go ahead.
No, I said I met some people from like Cash Money and stuff like that, but that was cool. Good networking.
No, that's good. It's always good when you can have some good networking going on. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get to the next track, and then we'll get on some callers. This is Licky by Lana.
Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and jail me, ain't nothing new, shit. Shit, to try to prepare for the worst, and in between, picture me rolling in anything but a hearse. Ain't too many real ones left alive. Made me question, is there a reason that these evils even set aside? We got roaches in the Oval Office, need some pesticide. Hit the light switch on them, I bet you'll be electrified. Or who's familiar, who's a player, and who's a dealer? Like who's your creator, who's your maker, who's your killer? Who's your motherfucking friend, and who's a foe? Let me know if you ain't show, check that nigga at the door. If it ain't family, then what you bring them round for? Tell my daughter don't bother if you ain't with that nigga down for. That will be your downfall. Got all your cousins and your granny asking what you got that pound for. Please don't question what I'm down for. Cause when you got a body to bury, you need an alibi for your outro alcohol blacking out.
Watch my brother's bang coming with another play. We go far, hit hard like Clubber Lang. I'm in the paint, I don't care what another thing. I'm running plays, gunner main, it's the girl the game.
Blacking out,
Mac is out, yo what you rapping about? Pack is loud, acting out, calling the
crackers out.
OBSC and TAC, green light INC, and we roll deep. Yeah, deeper than the womb of a queen 6 feet. Thick queens greet me from the spit physique, yeah. Magnificent, known to heat the streets, yeah. Exposing hidden colors like Tariq the sheet, yeah. Sweet cuisine, yeah, I re-up fully. Beat up bullies, eat up rookies, we up fully. If she bad, yo, I eat up cookies. Crackers wanna sell me and show me. Bruce and Dredd started speaking his
really out, gone. Red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you fall for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and show me, ain't nothing new, shit.
Blacking out,
head with no screws, but ain't no tapping out.
Acting out.
If he ain't with us, then we gon'
whack him out.
Roll the dice, hit every point, it ain't no
crabbing out.
Push the line, OBFC, it ain't no backing out. Stand down, bend but one fold, just like an elbow. Stitch lip, if I get caught, what I'ma tell for? Yeah, bro, we on a mission, it's expedition. Eliminate opposition, better in our position. Look, I'm riding for the cause, it ain't no changing that. Banging that, if you disagree, I'm rearranging that. I'm young Martin Luther on some gangster shit. No facade, no mirage, it ain't no faking it.
Swap it out, down for the ride, you always copping out. Even though you got little knowledge, know what these cops about. You still be hella reckless, smash through the intersection. Drinking and driving, flexing, clowning and probably texting. What the fuck is you doing? Nigga, you about to ruin this ground up working. If family gon' be hurt, high skate, skate, skirt, get together.
Black lives matter.
But now we mix the crumble with the shatter. C-O-T-A-C. But to grow, you can say whatever about me. But to grow, is more influential. I'm talking physical and mental. The instrument's a pencil. Gotta use me for what I'm here for.
Blacking out, black, red, and mess. Nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess. Nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and show me ain't nothing new, shit.
Blacking out anything anti-blacknificent. Anything that denies original people justice, freedom, and equality. Black excellence, black empowerment, black love, black education, black wealth, black freedom, black equality, black justice, blacknificent.
Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Put me in an interrogation, I never knew, shit. Blacking out, like red and mess, nothing to lose, shit. Blacking out, like quick and corrupt, nothing to prove, shit. Like you call for you hard, nigga, I came to move, shit. Crackers wanna sell me and show me ain't nothing new, shit.
That, alrighty, and we are back. I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
Hey, family, it's Ann Jules calling from Massachusetts. What's up?
What's up?
Yep.
That's what's up.
Hey, sis.
How you doing today, Andrew?
I'm doing great. Hey, queen, what's up, sister and my brother, kings and queens? I'm doing great. How are you guys?
You're doing good. Enjoying the beautiful weather in Maryland.
That's what's up. Is it, hopefully you guys are having a great day out there.
It's nice outside for a change. It's not raining at all. It's a little hot, but it's good.
Sweet, sweet. I'm loving that track. Loving that that flow and the beats. And I'm loving right now being on your show. I love you guys so much. I appreciate you letting me call in. Shout out to Black Tear, Blackout Radio, and LeVar Hayes, Royal Crush Keisha, Royal Crush Takeover, and Jules of Ageless Angels. We love you. We are so grateful for all your support and for having us on your show and for playing our music and showing us so much love. So I love calling in and showing my support for my family here on Blackout Radio on Royal Crush Takeover every Thursday, and that's what's up. No joke. Well, I'm over here. Wow, it's been a busy day. Shout out to Carlito 810. Shout out to my Blackout Radio family and to my man, Earthlyn J. We've been working on our website. You know, we just released last year in September, in the fall, we released Deja Vu for You, which everybody go check that out. It's featuring Rob the Noise Temple, who is Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, who is also a part of Ageless Angels and also a part of Crip Hop Nation Worldwide. And, yo, I'm still really excited that Keith Jones and Tony Hickman got Crip Hop Nation Worldwide 2 Emmys, y'all. I couldn't believe it for that. Have you seen that documentary yet?
No, I have not seen it. Oh my gosh, just talk about been so. I've been super busy, so backed up with a lot of things. But I am going to see it. I don't have much plans for Sunday, but it is Father's Day. So, yeah,
true.
So I ended up with, you know, stuff to do, but it's all good. I do love my daddy, so. But I have not, you know, I actually taped a a video about distracted driving for high schoolers. So that was my morning. So I'm a bit tired, busy. I need like 3 naps, but I still have a bunch of work to do after this. So I'll get through it. You know, I'm
get through
it.
I feel
it's
you.
It's not Thursday. I'm kicking my feet up.
Yes. Him and his vacation is still going on, and I'm working, you know, like a chicken with my head cut off, but it's all good.
Keep my feet up and watch All American.
Well,
love it. Well, check out Rising Phoenix on Netflix. It's a great documentary about the paraplegic and, the Paralympics, and I'm just so grateful to my family and Crip Hop Nation worldwide, because Leroy Moore started this years ago to elevate and help rise, you know, the community and the people, certain people in the community. Like, we represent the disabled, the sick, the blind, the deaf, the elderly, and the poor. And, you know, those are in so many aspects. It's not just about music, but we give a platform for people that have, you know, some sort of art, you know, that they want to get out, or even if it's clothing making. We had a lady in Africa that was making hats, and Leroy brought some back to sell for her. But, you know, we do so many great things for so many people, and I'm just grateful to call, you know, Crip Hop my family, because they asked me to be a part of it. And that's how I met Rob Denoy's Temple, and Wanda Mike actually put a track on our 10th anniversary CD, so check that out, y'all, all the callers and listeners. But listen, I don't want to take up too much time. I love you guys, and shout out to all the callers and listeners. Thanks for, you know, having Jay and I on your show, and I appreciate you letting me call in and promote, and much love to my family. You guys stay safe and stay cool out there when it gets hot, and hot when it gets cold.
Oh, yeah. So we definitely appreciate you, sis. Thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
You too, queen. Love you, sister. Love you,
yeah,
brother.
Love you, too.
Peace.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next caller.
Can you hear me?
How can you?
Hey, 832-758-LIVE. It's just another thing. 823-758. We got 623-951. You're live. Hello, 623-951. All right, y'all want to keep going, or y'all want to try a track?
Well, let's try a track, and you know, then like screen them.
I'm a little lit, I'm a little tipsy, I'm a little Pac, I'm a little Nipsey.
We black nimbuses, the movement we pushing is magnificent, touching people's soul with black giftedness. We black nimbuses. We black nimbuses, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We black nimbuses. We black nimbuses. I'm speaking for the hood like I'm the inspiration. You see my progress, use it as motivation. Let me grab the wheel and steer the next generation. Lead them to success and bless them with this soul for renovation. Look, I'm so pro-black, know that. Been a conscious mind and influencer way before rap. You don't gotta question a second, guess where my soul at? I'm blacknificent, baby, they can't control that.
Break them off with this black gold, ultra-melanin. Take a look at my complexion, that's heaven sent. I see you really got me bent, think I give a cent. Now I was living in a moment, black and relevant. Recognize what you value.
Wake
them
up.
If I can't save souls, then I
wake them up.
They really out here sleepwalking.
Kinda wake them up.
We doing way more than talking. Gotta
wake them
up. We magnificent. The movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We black magnificent.
black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We blacknificent. Love, we blacknificent. Yeah.
This industry foul and ass back. Hell hard, homie, I style these mad mats. Word of my child, head with the crown, I grab at it. Last of a dying breed, I bleed these black habits. A black savage, they want me to be in black caskets. For I promote black unity within black families. Ain't no half stepping in my syndicate. These suckers always wanna shine their light on my path to
magnificent. Let me make it clear, we up in here, we never scared. We done faced the fears, not scared of death. We came near this magnificent. Stack different chips, rap different shit. Black stripping biz, back with the max, we killing it. Attack with the max, real rap spitting hits. I used to flip packs, but now I'm on that business tip. I done seen the greatness that's within myself. Built with health, economics, so now we building wealth.
We magnificent, the movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We blacknificent. We blacknificent. We blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We blacknificent. Love, we blacknificent. Love,
we blacknificent. It's more than magnificent. Melanated, this the new way. Never the mind of a slave. Never ignorant getting goals accomplished. If you blacknificent, then you can feel it in your soul, your spirituality. What makes you ashamed of being black? Blacknificent. Don't never let them categorize you, black man. Don't never let them put you in a box. There's no limit of what you can do. Outdo yourself. Be your own competition. Don't stop at nothing. Don't make no excuses.
We blacknificent. The movement we pushing is magnificent. Touching people's soul with black giftedness. We blacknificent. We blacknificent. We blacknificent, we so pro-black, we no hypocrite. Everything we talk about, we living it. We blacknificent. Love, we blacknificent. Love.
Oh, yeah, we're back, y'all.
Yeah, that was Blacknificent by Our Black Fathers Coalition, what we had on the show a couple weeks ago.
Great, that's what's up.
All right, let's get to the next caller, if we have one.
No hands right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to another track and while we're waiting for our special guest to call in.
Are you going to call me like you said you would?
Of course, boo.
Baby, I need more.
I need more, too. I've been thinking about you all day.
Come in and give me some.
Okay. It'll be my pleasure, babe. Cause I wanna take care of my babe. All day I've been thinking about you. I've been dreaming about you. Please take my hand. Let me lead you to the promised land. Ooh, lay there right there. Don't stop. Put your head down. Hold my thighs and let it rock.
Making me go so long. Your passion's burning me on so strong. Making me feel lonely. Driving me crazy.
I need it.
Tonight, only you are your door. Girl, I really need some more.
Alrighty, and that was More Remix. Definitely like that joint too. I love that. I have my voice on that track as well.
Yep.
But as my co-host said, June.
You ready for Paula?
Yep, go ahead if you got one.
318-614.
Whoa, what the business is, man? It's your homie, Wildlight J Blood.
Hey.
What's good with it?
Not much. How are you doing today?
Oh, man. Just getting ready for some more shows, man, on tour.
Okay, where you hitting next?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas with Swisher Hive. Big shout out to them.
That's a shot.
Yeah.
That is definitely big.
Got some more coming up with Juvenile and Young Dro.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
yep, ain't nothing wrong with that.
How y'all been at the show?
I'm doing good. You know, busy, a little tired, but I can't complain. I truly can't. You know, just
heard that.
Getting ready for tomorrow. Well, I still have work to do tonight, but I'm here.
I heard that.
Yep. So how long are you going to be on the tour? Like when's your last date? Well, you don't have that set yet.
January 7th.
Okay, so like 2 weeks more. That's good. Yeah. So where did you guys start at?
Where we started at? I think it was... Baton Rouge,
yeah,
Louisiana, at LaCue's place. Started March 19th. That was the start of the tour.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. And where's the last show going to be held at?
Texas.
Okay.
That's to be announced because I don't know all the information on that one.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is definitely great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, happy you guys are, you know, out there doing your thing.
What other shows y'all got coming up?
Well, my co-host has a show coming up on July the 9th, and that's going to be here in Baltimore.
You sure do?
Yeah. But, yeah, we don't have any more yet after that one.
You said July the 9th?
Yeah, July 9th will be in Baltimore.
It's going to be dope right there.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. So I can come and rock out to that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a promoter.
I wouldn't have the other one.
You said what?
Yeah.
I know a promoter out there in B-More, so I might be out that way soon.
Okay. What's your name?
Maybe August, September.
Okay, what's their name?
I think the guy named Prolific.
Yeah, well, definitely. If you come in this way, definitely, you know, like, let us know because we'll definitely come out and support.
I most definitely will. Most definitely will. And y'all let me know if y'all need a drop for y'all radio station. I'll knock it out in seconds.
Yeah, because you did do that drop for us, and we definitely appreciated that.
Oh, yeah, I like to re-up and give you something new, you know, new energy, you know, with
okay.
A new year. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we definitely can make some stuff happen. Yes, you definitely got to send us some new music.
Oh, yeah. All I need is an email right on through.
Yeah, it's the same, but I'll inbox it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll inbox it to you. Yeah. Well, you do your thing out there and represent, because we definitely appreciate you for calling in. Thank you.
So y'all got any shirts?
Any shirt? We do. I definitely can send you one of those as well.
Oh, yeah. I need one of them. I perform in that.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, that.
Yeah. You got to tell me your size. Inbox it to me and I got you.
Okay. We'll do.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That's no problem, man. Much love to y'all.
Yeah. Well, definitely, we appreciate you for, you know, calling in and supporting us. And you run out there. Because I definitely want, hopefully you can come our way so I can definitely see you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, Jayla, we're going to get up another caller before our special guest get on the line.
Okay. Can I kick a couple of shout outs real quick? If y'all don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wanna shout out Booster Badass, Badass CNT, The Outlaws, Machiavelli Records, you know, Cash Money, No Limit. You know, everybody that's working, you know what I'm saying? The Real Boat Dilly, you know what I'm saying, Murder Gang Boss. You know what I'm saying? Wildlife Gang Music, all the entities under Wildlife Gang Music, and everybody that's still grinding. Y'all have a nice night and enjoy your day.
You too, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
All right, and y'all be safe out there.
You too.
And you know, those special guests are in the queue right now.
Alrighty, well, let's get to our special guest, and then we'll get some other callers on the line.
504-488.
Hello.
Hello.
No, no, that's our special guest, Brian Maxwell. What's going on today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I can't complain yourself. So, how was the, I had a couple questions for you. What made you get into boxing, and also like knuckleball and stuff like that?
I mean, I've always been a multi-sport athlete, and you know, I've wrestled since I was a kid, and you know, MMA was my first, you know, sport into the really martial arts world, and you know, I flourished in that, and you know, won several amateur titles in that, and you know, I jumped to the professional level, and you know, a lot of opportunities came my way to fight professionally with MMA and then fight professionally with bare knuckle fighting and then kickboxing also. And now professional boxing has entered professional journey. So it's been a good journey and a smooth ride.
Okay. Which one do you think is difficult for, like, as far as training or all of them the same?
I mean, they're all pretty difficult, but, you know, I put them all together to, you know, kind of implement everything together just for the simple fact that, you know, when I do MMA fights, I need all of the boxing and Muay Thai and wrestling together. And, you know, I train all those things specifically each and every day. And some days I'll just train, you know, just boxing, and some days I'll just do, you know, all MMA stuff. And, you know, it seems to work itself out.
Okay. So how was it fighting your idol? That's kind of rare, man. I guess we're actually being the same ring as your idol when you were fighting Aldo Cinco.
Man, it was definitely a true blessing. And you know, at first I was nervous. Like first round, I was a little nervous and a little shaky because you know I was about to punch my idol in the mouth. And, you know, so I was a little shaky in the first round, so I felt him out a little bit. And, you know, he ended up giving me one right down the middle in the first round that, you know, it didn't really daze me, but he hit me with it. And, you know, after that, I was like, oh, this is a fight now. So, you know, that fighting my idol stuff just went out the window after that. And, you know, I still kind of respected him enough not to try to kill him in the fight. But, mm-hmm. you know, like I told everybody before the fight, you know, I was going to have my highlight in the fourth round, and that's what I've done.
Yeah. Because it's more so a race. It's more so a pace, not a race when y'all do that kind of, like, exhibition type situation.
Yeah, it was very paceful for me just for the simple fact that, you know, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and, you know, I was there to entertain. I wanted to entertain and make it a good fight because, you know, if I would have just went out there and killed him in the first round, it would have been a waste of time for both of us because of how long our fight camps were, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a pace for me and super entertaining. And, you know, a lot of people have been talking like we got the fight of the night, but, you know, I haven't heard too much from the promotion back about it yet.
Okay. So you got any fights coming up?
What'd you say?
You have any other fights coming up, Sam?
Yes, I actually have a fight coming up next weekend back in Miami at the – well, technically it's in Hollywood, Florida, Miami area, same area, I guess. It's at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. I'm fighting Bare Knuckle. It was actually my original fight to begin with. But the Chad fight just happened to come in the middle of fight camp. So, you know, we just took a big opportunity, and now we're here and we're fully ready for this next fight next weekend and ready to let off some fireworks.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean, that's all about the alternative, so that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, this is a quick – everybody thinks this is a quick turnaround for a fight for me. But just like I said, you know, a few moments ago, this was my original fight anyway. So, you know, having the Chad fight just further helped me prepare for the fight that's coming up next weekend.
It's almost like you're sparring. So, I mean, you got to spar one day a week.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I said it's almost like you're sparring. So I said I'd give you like one day of rest anyway. So, I mean, you rest is got to spar.
Oh, man, I've been sparring a lot, actually. I still been on the grind. Like, even after the Chad fight, I took like 3 days off to, you know, kind of heal my body of the soreness and, you know, to relax and see some friends and go visit some family and stuff since I came back. And, you know, like right now, it's like I really can't go anywhere without people knowing about the fight and asking for pictures and autographs and stuff. It, like I said, it's a true blessing. But, you know, I've still been in the gym grinding, sparring, and lifting weights and, you know, still been on my diet, eating healthy, and, you know, I feel great.
So that's good. I haven't, you know, like, talked much. I didn't really know a lot about, you know, the whole, like, fight culture. I guess, you know, I watched the movie, you know, with, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bloodsport, when I was younger, and but I didn't realize it was, like, a whole, like, culture that kind of goes with that. So, like, my thing is, what is more, like, which one do you definitely have to be in? I mean, well, wait a minute, I'm framing it wrong. Which one is a little more difficult? Getting yourself, like, physically ready for, like, this fight, and or is it more of a, like, a mental component? Like, which one is a little more challenging since you had, like, a short turnaround?
You know, my mental is great right now. Like it is awesome. The mental part, you know, it there's nothing that sidetracked me with it mentally. And, you know, I'm very headstrong right now just for the simple fact that, you know, the Chad Johnson fight, you know, we both came out healthy. We both put on the show and nobody got seriously hurt. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, my mental is super high. My confidence is super high right now. And, you know, all the feedback I've gotten from the fight and stuff like that. So mental is good. But, you know, training has been a little bit harder since it's been a short turnaround just for the simple fact that, you know, I know everybody's coming for my head now. And, you know, that's been a little bit harder than the actual fight camp weeks prior to the Chad fight. I've been grinding that much harder just to stay on top of where I'm at right now, just because I know that, you know, I've been looking at social media. A lot of guys are throwing shade at me and wanting to fight me. And, man, I'm still getting messages to this day, and it's been almost 2 weeks that, you know, people calling me out.
But is it like more of just people who you know would not get in the ring with you, or is it like people who do have some type of, you know, like fight background that are just like, yeah, I definitely can feel like I can take you?
Yeah, man, it's all kinds of fighters. And, you know, most of these fighters that are talking junk, I know that they, you know, they just want, it's a part of the game. When they see somebody on top and know that they got a big opportunity, they're reaching for clout, you feel what I'm saying? And, you
yeah,
know, I pay that.
No, 15 minutes pain.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not paying it no mind. You know, if a promoter sends me a name, you know, I go over it with my team, and if it's fits right with me and, you know, it's a good fight for me and, you know, the money's right, you know, I'm going to take it and get ready for it. So, you know, all these, the extraness, I'm not even worried about it. Just for the simple fact, I know it's part of the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Was it kind of hard to prepare for him since he never boxed before?
Not necessarily, just for the simple fact that, you know, I followed his career for a long, long time, and I know that he's never had a fight before, but at the same point in time, he has been boxing and training with Floyd Mayweather and other gyms for a long, long time, for at least 15 years. So, you know, he's got the background. He's just never fought before, you feel what I'm saying? So you know, a lot of people, you know, are talking junk that, you know, he's never boxed before. But, you know, only true fans know that, you know, he's been working out, doing boxing to stay fit for football his whole career.
Yeah. So would you try to be a, would you attempt to be a football player or vice versa?
Yeah, I'd attempt to be a football player. I was actually a decent football player in high school, and I tried to play in college, but, you know, since I was on a full wrestling scholarship in college, I had to make a decision to if I wanted to play football or if I wanted to wrestle. And at the end of the day, I had to choose wrestling because that's what I was there for. But, you know, I would have done great in college football. It's just they didn't want me to be a dual sport athlete in college since I wasn't there to be a dual sport athlete.
Yeah, when they give you the money for one sport, they kind of want you to stick to that one.
Yeah, it sucked, but you know, I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, definitely, like a lot of us. Yeah, and well, you know, well, let me, since you was you know, like you're a college athlete, that's your background. How do you feel about a lot of people feeling, you know, that basically college athletes, they're kind of like amateurs and not really wanting to pay them? Like, how do you feel about that, about the classification of y'all as just being like amateurs?
I mean, the way I feel about it is, you know, people are, I mean, they're perfectly right, though. We are. When you're in college, you are an amateur. You're basically performing at your best to try to reach the professional level of any sport that you're playing in college. And, you know, a lot of people talk about, yes, you should get paid, but technically you are getting paid if you're getting a scholarship, if you really think about it. Because if you're going to school on a full scholarship and you're an athlete, you're basically getting paid to be there because you're not paying out of pocket to do what you love to do. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I definitely understand that, but I still, you know, kind of feel like they should get paid something, even if it's, or they should at least be able to own the right to their images. And I understand that it opens up Pandora's box for a lot of different, you know, like, scenarios, but I kind of still feel like, you know, they should get paid. Colleges are making so much money with, you know, a lot of the sports.
Yeah, that's definitely completely understandable, but I don't know, I guess I see a difference since I've been there. But, you know, technically, honestly, like I was saying before a few moments ago, you know, basically your scholarship is paying you, and, you know, all the free stuff that you get, like the clothes and shoes and gear, and you basically don't have to pay for anything when you're in college, basically. And I don't know, I feel like that's payment enough. And then, I don't know, I guess I just feel some type of way about it differently than others feel about it. But, I mean, if you feel like you should get paid, I mean, you know, hire an agent and go get that bag, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, it just popped in my head since you were, you know, you was an athlete, you know, like the whole time. I mean, you know, since you've come, that's kind of like your background. You come from that, you know. I played volleyball in high school. No one was paying us anything. Like, that wasn't the option, you know. But it's just something I wanted to get your take on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, like, with your the fight that you have coming up now, is that like more boxing or is it like more MMA style?
It's kind of like a mix. It's bare knuckle fighting. So I get
okay.
to use some of the stuff that I've learned in MMA in the fight, like the clinch and, you know, using underhooks and stuff that you can't use in boxing. But, you know, it's kind of a mix of halfway MMA and the rest boxing. But, you know, I love
okay.
it. It's been a great journey, and, you know, it's still pretty new to the world, and it's exciting, and I love being a part of it.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up. Yeah. I do it for me it's very, you know, like interesting. Because I never really, you know, realized that it was so many just like different types of styles, you know, that are just out there, but you know, it's all very interesting.
Mhm.
Yeah. So, like, which style do you kind of prefer, or like, which one do you like the best, or is it just you like the difference in them all?
You know, I kind of like the difference in them all, just for the simple fact that, you know, I've always been a multiple sport athlete, and you know, doing all this stuff differently together and adding them together and taking them away together, it's fun. I've always been, like I said, a multi-sport or a multi-dimensional type of person. And, you know, once you learn different types of stuff, I feel like it helps you better in life in general.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely can understand that. And the new fight's the next fight is in Miami.
Yes, it's at the Seminole Casino at the Hard Rock, I guess it's called.
Yeah. Very nice. That's cool. So do you have, you want to like throw your links out there? Because I saw, you know, like on your IG, I was definitely about to order. I'm gonna order me one of your shirts. So
I don't know
if I'm be. Yes. Now I don't know if I can like watch the fight since I kind of know you some. So I'm gonna kind of feel a little bad if you get hit. But
sound like my mom. My mom hates the fact that I fight.
Yes. If I get my shirt by then, soon as I get my shirt, I'm definitely going to take a picture in it and shout you out. But yes, I'll be knowing you a little bit. I don't want you to, hear you get hurt. But yes, I definitely can understand how your mother's feeling. You never want your babies hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly what she says when I talk to her before every fight, because that's always the first person I have to talk to is my mom. My mom before every fight, because she gives me that cool, calm, and collective talk. But also, she's like, I hate talking to you before a fight because she tells me I act like a jerk. But, you know, she just hates it because she don't want to see me get hurt, but she also doesn't want me to hurt somebody. But I have to explain to her every fight that this is a part of what I do. I have to hurt somebody.
Yeah, I got hurt a little bit, you know, not trying to permanently put me in a wheelchair, but, you know, yeah, got hurt a little bit. Look, it goes with the territory.
Yes, big facts.
Good on that.
Yeah. So, we are definitely coming to an end. It was really nice talking to you. I'm definitely glad my co-host was able to set this up for us. You know, like, throw your links out there so people can, you know, like, find out, you know, how to follow you, where to get your merchandise and all that good stuff from.
You can definitely follow me on Facebook at Brian Maxwell MMA Fighter. You can follow me on Instagram at BrianMaxwell_12. And you can follow me on Twitter at Brian Maxwell Official. So if you want to be a fan or just check me out, watch some highlights, or, you know, see the content that I put out. And, you know, I get a lot of clothing companies, you know, sending me stuff. And, you know, I shout people out on there a lot. And, you know, just check me out. And, you know, thank you guys for having me. It was a true blessing. I'm glad we finally got something scheduled. If y'all would ever do an interview again, just let me know and we can set something up.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Okay, definitely. You know, look, well, whenever you, you know, I got a new fight, you know, that you got going on, definitely let us know. And, you know, we'll let our audience know. I like, I like highlighting anybody that's doing anything positive in our community. And, you know, I feel like, you know, just coming from an in-the-city background, I just think, you know, kids need to see, you know, what the other side of life and just not, you know, what's in the five blocks of where they live. So,
exactly. I try to instill that all the time because, you know, I'm from – now, I live in an area where, you know, there's a lot of negativity and, you know, people getting shot at and killed and all the time, at least two or three times a week. And, you know, I try to tell, you know, when I get, you know, get a kid that comes in the gym that's trying to do something with himself, him or herself, I always let them know that, you know, the world is bigger than, you know, this place. And just because you're from here doesn't mean that you can't make it. And, you know, I always tell them, as humbly as I can, that, you know, I'm a prime example. I come from here too. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it. As long as you work hard and stay on your grind and, you know, keep that right state of mind and have somebody, you know, like me to help mentor you to help you do that. And, you know, I always tell people all the time that, you know, if you need help, reach out to me. If you just ever want to talk and need some positivity, to hit me up. And if you need some resources to try to help you get somewhere, I can help provide that also, because, you know, I give back. I try to give back as it was given to me, because, you know, all this stuff has basically saved my life, honestly.
Well, that's definitely great. I love when, you know, people that are from really challenging areas, you know, like go back and try to, you know, like kids know that, you know, it's difficult, but you can make it out also. You know, because we're here in Baltimore, and, you know, where we grew up, a lot of people didn't make it out. You know, a lot of my friends are, you know, dead or in jail. And, you know, when the police come get you, it's usually the feds, you know, so they've been gone for decades now. And, you know, I just try to let people know, like, it's other ways, you know, you can make it out. You just have to, you know, like, work hard, and you have to want it, and you got to work for it.
Yeah, that's big facts. And, you know, like I said, you know, I try to tell the younger generation, even my son, that, you know, the world is a bigger place than the area that we live in, and you can definitely make it out of here if you stick it to your heart and, you know, stay on the grind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we definitely want to, you know, thank you again for coming on and doing this, you know, with us. I know we didn't get to a lot of the callers, and I'm sorry about that, but we appreciate you guys for calling in, and definitely check in with us next week. We have another cool interview coming up with our artist, and I can't think of her name right offhand, which is terrible. But if you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show or schedule an interview, hit me up